Mikvas chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Atame Shiarad Litbol. If a ritually impure person goes down to immerse himself in the mikvah, Sofek Tavol, Sofek Lo Tavol. And then he's not sure if he immersed or not. He's not actually sure himself if he immersed or not. Afilu Tavol, and even if he's sure he immersed, Sofek Yeshbo Abamsa, Sofek Einboy. We're not sure if there was 40 say in the mikvah or not, meaning was the mikvah the required minimum amount of water or not. Or shnei mikvahs, well, there are two mikvahs over there. Echad yesh bo arba'im seah. One was the required amount of water. The echad she'ein bo, and the other one was less than the required amount. So it wasn't a valid mikvah. And this chap, tavol be'echad mehem, he went into one of the two mikvahs. Ve'ein yodaya be'ezem mehem tavol. And he can't remember which one he went into. So in this case over here, sveika tama. All of these, with the doubt, is impure. And the reason being, we're going to see this theme, that once we know that the person is impure, so once impure, presumed to be impure, until proven otherwise. So whenever there's a doubt, and the starting point is impurity. Before, we've been dealing with where the starting point was purity, and we're not sure, did the person become impure or not. This is the reverse case. This is, we know the person is impure, did he become pure or not? So we're going to leave him in his state of impurity until proven otherwise.